Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 25th of February. I'm Paul White. Yesterday we dealt with Paul's 13th verse of Galatians 3. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. We've actually dealt with this for a couple of days from a couple of different angles. We've dealt with the issue of Christ having bought us out of the curse of the law. We defined what the curse of the law is. Then yesterday we went into the Old Testament to find the source scripture, which is Deuteronomy 21, where Paul is quoting from the Moses' conversation with God and the instruction that if you're hanged on a tree, you are to be cursed. What that might have meant in the first generation and then what that means to us today. I do want to point out to the listener that I cover this material in as much depth as I ever have anywhere in my 2013 book, Between the Pieces. I don't want to plug the whole podcast, but I did sit down even before I turned this podcast recording on today and just perused my own chapter. Just a quick update, this book has sort of seen a revival in sales of late. I think some of that is just that as our ministry becomes more well-known or our name gets out there, I think people kind of rediscover things we've done. We published Between the Pieces in 2013, and it's a look at what really was going on at the cross. I've published two books. I've got probably five books I've been working on in over the last few years, but not got any of them ready to publish yet. But we've published two, one called Revelation to Transformation. We put that out in 2011, and it was really my contribution to the message of grace, to what the message of grace will do when you allow it to do its work in your life. It seems like a lot of us who are preaching the message of grace and the finished work have our own contribution to that in literature. That's mine. And it's done really well, and it's touched a lot of lives. A couple of years later, I wrote a book called Between the Pieces, What Really Happened at the Cross, and that was my contribution to my understanding of covenant. I personally feel like it's impossible to truly understand the grace of God without understanding covenant. And in some ways, maybe those books should have been written the other way around. However, that's the way I experienced them. I came into grace through the message of the finished work, and then the message of covenant actually helped shore up some things that were, I don't know that I could say wrong, but were at least incomplete. In fact, I think my introduction to Between the Pieces, we discussed the fact that there are a few items in that first book that needed some rounding out. And understanding covenant helped do that. Anyway, that book's called Between the Pieces. You can get that at our website. We sell that at our website, and it's also available at Amazon and other online booksellers. I'm pointing this out because chapter 3 of that book, which starts on page 27, is called Christ Was Made a Curse. And in that chapter, we open with the Deuteronomy 21, verses 22 and 23 passage. And the next scripture we reference is Galatians 3, 13 and 14, which is where we are in our study here on the podcast. And we really cover the stuff that we've covered the last couple of days. However, and I don't want to go into it on the podcast, I just want to mention it, and I want to encourage those of you who have a copy of this book to go back and reread this chapter. For those of you that don't have a copy of this book, I want to encourage you to get one. The second printing just arrived. As I'm recording this, it just arrived yesterday here at our offices. And so we've been filling orders for people who are looking for this book. But we go into, and I had never heard anybody else do this, so I'm bringing this out. It's a few years ago since we wrote this, but I remember when I wrote it being so impressed in my spirit about it, and I'd never seen anybody else bring it out, and that's the story of Gerizim and Ebal, which is a story that happens in Deuteronomy 27, where Israel goes to Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal, and on one mountain, Mount Gerizim, they are to bless the people, and on Mount Ebal, they are to curse. And so we go through that whole process, where the altar is located. We go through the names of the children of Israel mentioned from one mountain versus the other mountain, sort of a roll call of sorts. And we deal with the curse of the firstborn and what that curse meant and what it means to us in the new covenant. So if you've ever struggled with that generational curse idea, or you want to know if that is relevant, or you want a little more insight into how that blessing of Abraham can come on you, then I highly recommend chapter 3 of my book, Between the Pieces. And it's pages 27 to 44. Okay, that's that for the day. I don't know that I've ever done that quite to that extent. I really was impressed to do that. And as the orders have begun to sort of renew on that book, the returns we're getting on it from people who are reviewing it and talking about how important that it is has been pretty special. As you transition 13 to 14, you need to understand that Galatians 3:13 and 3:14 are actually one big long sentence. So it's not two different thoughts. Let's read them together. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, verse 9, you get the blessing. In verse 10, you get the curse. You can't really, as a Jew with Judaism in your background and the idea of blessings and cursings, just read Deuteronomy 27, 28. Go read that Gerizim and Ebal passage. You can't get your mind, you can't divorce your mind from blessing and cursing. So Paul has to deal with that to a Jewish audience. So deals with the blessing in 9, deals with the curse in 10, redeems us from the curse in 13, so that we can have the blessing. So Paul views the curse as an obstacle to the blessing. And the curse is not some random arbitrary thing. He views the curse as being attached to the law, and everyone who had tried to live the law was automatically under the curse. Therefore, condemnation comes upon those who try to live the law. Paul says that once that curse has been paid for, and it's not that Jesus was cursed, but that Jesus was made to be the curse. Important distinction. He's made to be our curse. God doesn't curse Jesus on the cross as much as God makes him to be the curse on our behalf. So it's a substitutionary work. So that's 14, so that the blessing of Abraham might come upon. We got to get rid of the curse so that the blessing of Abraham could come upon the Gentiles in Christ. Tomorrow, let's talk about what the blessing of Abraham that comes on the Gentiles really looks like. And the end of 14 is the qualifier. So you might do a little peek ahead. We'll see you then. God bless.